Hey guys, how are you? How are you doing? Happy, happy Tuesday and welcome to TAM Talks today. I know you guys are hopping on right now. We're getting all settled here. How are you doing on this beautiful Tuesday? We've got a lot to talk about today and it's so good to have you guys. I know a lot of you have been following the TAM Talks from all over the place. Lots of friends from New Jersey are joining, my friends from Denver. A lot of you are sharing this page with a lot of your friends. Oh, so good to see the hearts. Hello, hello, good to see you, Kathleen. And as everybody's jumping on, this has been a fun time with you guys. And we are connecting in new and creative ways, obviously through technology, Facebook and Instagram and lots of social platforms. So it's so good to see you guys today. What is going on? I'm just looking as a lot of you guys. Hi, Sue. Good to see you. Rosie O, hope you're enjoying the beach. A lot of you guys are just having a great time during this quarantine. We talked a few weeks ago about how quarantine has actually been a great time for us to recalibrate and refocus. And if you didn't hear my message on Sunday, on Mother's Day, I want to encourage you to go back. You can find it on our app or even on our Women of Influence page or even on my page here and listen to that message, how God has so much he's trying to teach us in the wait. So as you guys are getting on, I love seeing the hearts. I love seeing the happy faces that you guys are sharing. It's a way that we communicate. And so thanks so much. Hi, Naomi's jumping on. Good to see you. Well, guys, I want to start today by sharing a name. You know, last week we had a drawing for the book for the park, and I know a lot of you guys have signed up for my five-part mini-series on the Holy Spirit. And so we drew a name today, and we just reached out to her, Angel Murphy. We drew your name, and you signed up to win the park, so we'll be sending that out to you today. Angel, I'm not sure if you've jumped on yet, but you are the winner of the park. So I pray that you'll enjoy this book. It is a trilogy. It's a three-part volume on really how to have a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. It's based on a fun love story. So if you know someone that just needs a good read this summer, hopefully our beaches will be back open and we can actually read books on the beach again. But I want to encourage you to check this book out along with the other two volumes and enjoy that romance novel with the Holy Spirit. So, hey, would you do me a favor right now? Would you just tag this talk right now, do a watch party, invite some people to jump on with us? Because we're going to talk about something that we all go through in our life, and that's called change. Every one of us have to deal with change. And COVID-19 has brought a lot of change to a lot of our lives. It was a sudden disruption. It came on us very quickly. In a matter of days, our life changed. There was a lot of hysteria and fear and angst and confusion. And it was a change that was brought about abruptly. But you know, we're not strangers to change, guys. Let's just talk honestly. This is our honest TAM Talks, right? The truth is we all are products of change. And I started thinking about it, whether it was from the changes from junior high to high school. Can you go back and remember how you had to change your mindset? You changed your wardrobe, you changed your boyfriend. A lot of things changed. You went from junior high to high school. And you went from high school to college, and some of us from college to marriage, and marriage to children, and from vocation to vocation. And change is just part of our life. And I don't know why it's sometimes harder for some of us to deal with change, but it's just a natural transition in life. So the question is, how will you deal with this change? I wrote this morning, and I thought about it. Some of us get angry, and we fight change. We're going to do everything within our power to fight the change. Some of us actually get excited and we embrace the change. We're looking for the new. Honestly, to be completely honest with you guys right now, we just finished staff meeting and Pastor Phil shared with us about how excited he is about how this actually crisis in our globe has actually made our church stronger. It's forced us to do so many things we weren't yet doing. So we have embraced the change with really a sense of excitement. And some people bury their head in the chain, in the sand, and they deny change. They say they don't want to see it. They don't want to deal with it. Some get anxious. Some get creative. And some just go with the flow and denial. So my question to you is right now, How are you dealing with the change? Are you allowing the fear of media, the fear of your friends, the fear of what you think are the facts of life coming? Is that made you anxious? Or are you going, oh my gosh, this change has actually been good and beneficial for me? How do we process change? Well, you know, if you read through the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, it's actually been written into songs and sermons, and it basically talks about change. And he says, there is a time for everything. Now listen, every one of you need to listen to this. There is a time for everything, a time to build up and a time to tear down, a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away. Some of us can go through that right now. We're cleaning out our closets and we're giving things away, right? A time to tear down and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So the truth is, there is a time for every season, and we are in a season of change. COVID-19 has changed our world like we did not possibly anticipate. We will not go back to normal. And we've said this over and over. There will be things in our life that we'll go back to. And we've had this dialogue. I'm sure you have as well. We just were with our kids for Mother's Day, and we had a dialogue like what will go back and what won't go back. And all of us thought some things will and some things won't. Will we be able to go out to restaurants the way that we used to? Will we go to beaches? I noticed in Florida, they opened the beaches and then they turned around and closed some of them down because people weren't social distancing. So will we actually have plots that you have to reserve on the beach? Will we have to make reservations on the beach now for a plot of sand that we've reserved with social distancing? Maybe. Will we have to wear masks and gloves? Maybe. We've already seen plexiglass in all of our grocery stores. So are we going to see that in all the retail stores where we have to make reservations to go to Target to pick up things? What about Instacart? Instacart now is everywhere. So literally you can order your groceries online and you just drive up. I know Target has had that for some time. So the point is, things are changing. Our world will not go back to exactly where it was. So here's something I was thinking about. In John 14, we have the story where Jesus is sitting down with his disciples, and he's telling them that he's getting ready to leave. Now listen, the disciples are saying, no, Jesus, don't go. Don't go. We like it the way it is. We like you as our companion. We like you as our guide. We like you as our comforter. We like having you close at hand. Please don't go away. And Jesus says, boys, listen to me. I must go away, but I will send the comforter. Things are getting ready to change. I'm not going to be here physically with you, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you, and he will be with you and he will be in you. The disciples had to realize change was coming, and we have to realize change is coming and has come. And I want to talk to you today about how you deal with that change. Because I know a lot of you said to me, Tammy, I'm just not good at change. And I'm going to be honest, I like things the way they were. I was comfortable with my life. I don't like some of the rules and laws and control over my life right now, but could good come out of this? And so what we're going to do at the end of our time together is I'm going to give you some coaching on how to deal with change. And I think it's going to be really helpful for you. But here's what I want to do is I want to give you four verses right now. And if you have a pen or if you're watching this in your car, then go back and watch again and write down these verses and meditate on the verse. I said to you on Sunday, I can give you all kinds of applications and illustrations and conversation, but you need to go back and meditate on the Word of God. You got to listen to the Word and the world. The world is telling you all kinds of things, but if you don't go to the Word of God, you're going to become overcome by the world. So here's what the Word of God says in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, Tammy. And I love to put myself in the scripture. I feel like God's speaking to me that way. Tammy, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I have plans to give you hope and a future. It's futuristic. Things are going to change. Tammy, I'm with you in the future. Let me hold your hand. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path in the future. things are going to change. Things are already changing in my job, in my relationships. Everything's changing, guys. Your relationships are going to change. Your job is going to change. Your family's going to change. He will make my path straight. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way you shall go. I will counsel you with my eye. Tammy, I'm going to give you counsel for your future. Isaiah 43:19, see, I am doing a work in your day. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Oh yeah, God, I perceive it. There's a huge change. There's a shift happening. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. God knows about COVID-19. God knows about 2020. God is doing all things new. So allow change to happen. Do not bury your head in the sand. Do not deny it. Do not ignore it. You've got to embrace change and be a part of change. You guys, change has been coming for some time if we think about it. Online services like Amazon, isn't it great that we already had a taste of it before COVID-19? Right now, it's how we're doing business. So just kind of crazy thing. Today, I had ordered a new little blender because I'm making protein shakes at home and I needed a new blender. And it came and it was the wrong size. So I have to send it back. And I was so frustrated because a lot of the places that, like Kohl's and different places that were Amazon drop-offs, I can't go there anymore. So now I have to drive 30 minutes to make a return. And I was frustrated because things were so easy for me before COVID-19. Things aren't as easy for us right now. And I had to realize change is happening. Some things are easy, some things are harder. The other thing, you know, many of you have told me that honestly, COVID-19 has been good for you and you've embraced the change in your own home, in your relationships and your family. So the question is, are we being intentional with our change? Listen to me right now. Listen to me. Change has happened and change will continue to happen. What are you going to do with it? Don't deny it. We have to adjust to it. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that we love good change? Why is it that when you find out that you got a raise, that you dealt with that change? Oh, just fine. You can spend the money. You can take the promotion. You found out that your daughter was pregnant and you're like, my daughter's so excited. There's going to be a change in our family. Why is it that the good change we like, but the negative change we don't like? You deal with it the same way. You embrace it. You process it. And you deal with it. So I'm going to ask you right now, you've got to learn to even deal with the changes in your life that you don't like. Let me give you an exercise. I want you to write down all the areas of possible change in your life. So I began to write these down. My relationships have changed. So for me, my relationships have changed with many of you. I don't see you on a weekly basis. I can't have interaction with some of them, our friends that we do dinner dates with. I can't even see my daughter right now because she's pregnant. So she is in quarantine. And so my relationship with my daughter has changed. So it's just the truth. Relationships will change. Your income may change. For many of you, you've been furloughed. And for right now, your income has changed. Some of us will lose a job. Some of us will get a job. So that's a possible change in your life. Family changes. Some of your family members are afraid to be around you through this. You've told me that. And it's hard because you think, gosh, maybe you quarantine yourself because maybe you feel that you're in that age bracket that you want to be careful and you're high risk. So your relationship and dynamics with your family has changed. And so that's just a part of the change. Your community has changed both for good and for bad. We can't have church right now. So my community has changed, but my community and my neighborhood actually has gotten better because I'm walking and I'm meeting so many of my neighbors. So all of these changes are happening in your life and you have to ask yourself, how do I deal with the change? What I want to do is I want to walk you through a coaching exercise that I think is going to really be beneficial for you. So I'm going to ask you some questions. And again, write these down. We'll post these. I think they'll be helpful for you. And this is how you deal with change. Number one, you have to acknowledge that change will happen. So I acknowledge that change will happen. I've had some crises in my life that took me off guard. And I had to deal with that change. It broke my heart. It wasn't something I wanted to embrace, but I had to come out of that change stronger and better. So first you have to acknowledge the change will happen in your life. Just say it with me right now. Change will happen. Acknowledge that. Then you have to let go of the things in your life that you have no control over. So you have to let go of the things that you have no control over. Listen, you can't control the fact that someone might not want to be around you right now because of COVID-19, because they're fearful and cautious. You can't get angry with them. You can't make them feel guilty. There are just some things you can't predict, and you can't control. And so for some of us, the change feels so bad that we try to manipulate and we try to control. So write down right now the things that you cannot control in this change. I cannot control that I cannot see family members. I cannot control that our church is not open. I cannot control that some of you have lost your jobs. I cannot control that the income of our offering and giving at Influence Church has gone down because many of you have lost jobs. I can't control some things. So I have to write down what I cannot control. Then I have to look for the good that has come from the change. Right now, as I'm talking, people are walking in and out of this room right now because we are loading up trucks to take food to the Boys and Girls Club. We have started a distribution center right here at Influence Church. Matter of fact, on Sunday, and I would love for you guys to help me by posting this, from 10 to 12 here at Influence Church on Sunday, our distribution center will be open, and we have boxes that we literally will be feeding the helpless and the homeless in our community. If you want to be a part of that, please sign up and see Jen. You can email her at Jen, J-E-N, at WOI.today and volunteer to be a part of the distribution center here at Influence Church. So we have stretched ourselves at the church in ways we have never stretched before. Our ministries have grown. Our platform has grown. So honestly, good has come from the change. So not only do I have to say I can't control this, but I have to say what good has come from the change. And then I have to focus on what I can control. There are certain things in my life, guys, listen, because we all need a sense of stability in the midst of in the midst of change, you need stability. So be aware of what you can control. For me, I can control that I keep walking every day. Every morning I get up and do my prayer walk. I can control the way I eat. I can control my relationship with those I love. I can control certain things so that I don't feel that I've lost control. I have to be responsible for the things that I can control. So if you're feeling right now disoriented and you're feeling at a loss for control, begin to write down, but wait, there are some things I can control. There's things I can be responsible for, and write those down. And it gives you kind of a platform. It gives you some stability on what you can control. And the next, be a part of the change. The greatest thing is if you jump into part of the change, you're going to realize the change is good. So I'm going to ask you, be a part of the change here at Influence Church. We have drive-in church, and so many of you have volunteered your time to come up and be a part of the essential business of this church. Because we are creating content, because we become a media resource and a distribution center, you can be a part of that change. So if you say to yourself, instead of sitting home saying, when are the orders going to be lifted? When are things going to go back to normal? When am I going to have a life I like again? What if you embraced the change? What if you came up with creative ideas of things that you can do? So be a part of the change. You see, change inspires new ideas, and it gives us new opportunities. Instead of being afraid of the change, embrace the change with new opportunities and new platforms. And then lastly, be patient, guys. Be patient through the change. Some things will go back to normal. Some things you'll get to do again. And you have to give yourself, we all deal with change differently. So I'm a rapid change. I'm in that rapid change mode. I mean, I like change. And because I'm that kind of person that constantly is cranking out new ideas, I embrace change well, but not everybody does. You know, there's a book that was written years ago, Who Moved My Cheese? And I loved that book because it really dealt with the art of change and how to deal with change. It's a good read. You might want to check it out. But many of us deal with change differently. So give yourself some grace. Give yourself some freedom to deal with change the way you feel comfortable with. But guys, don't deny that change is happening, and don't deny that we're in the midst of a very changing season. You know, you heard me talk about in my message on Sunday that the number 20 is a number of waiting. And the fact that we're in 2020, we may have double the weight. But the idea is that you need to say, how do I do a change, and can I do a better job? Can I embrace the changes in my life, and can I give myself grace to change really at a speed and a rate that I'm comfortable with? So what I want to do right now, I want to encourage you to go back and to read through Ecclesiastes 3 and realize that right there Solomon wrote to us that there is a season for change. And for all of us, we've got to deal with this change. So what I want to do is I want to take a moment with you right now, and I want to answer some of your questions, and then we're going to pray together. So many of you, hi, Marianne, good to see you. I'm here. Marianne's a good friend of mine from Columbus, Ohio, and we've walked through lots of journeys together. And, you know, Marianne, I'll just say this because you're one of those people that have gone through a lot of change, a lot of heartache and a lot of sorrow, and you have dealt with it well. You've gone to God through prayer, and you've stayed strong, and you're just a great testimony of change, and I love you so much. So for many of you, this is just a new season and a season of change. So let's pray right now, and then we'll dialogue for a few moments. God, I just want to pray for everyone that's online right now, and I pray that we'll share this with many people because I believe it's a good message that we have to learn how to deal with change. Many of us need to embrace change. We need to allow change to happen. We need to be innovators. We need to be creative. Many of us need to join with our church here, with our distribution center and our ministries with Women of Influence. But God, this is a time, listen, Spirit speaking to me. This is a time, Holy Spirit's getting our attention. And He is calling us to go deeper in the Word of God, to go deeper in our prayer time, to be sensitive and to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. To give to others during this time. Father, we continue to pray that you would show us as a church when we need to open up. Help us to be wise and to listen both with wisdom and with the Word of God, and really to be active. Father, we do not want to be controlled by a government. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. So show us how to act with wisdom. God, I pray for everyone right now that's listening, all of us, God, need to realize that we are living in days that we need to be aware of what you're doing, Holy Spirit. And many, many things in our world need to change. And we need to stand up. We need to speak out. We need to be strong with our testimonies. So, Father, I pray that you'd shift and you'd shake and you'd stir your children in a mighty way. And Father, that we would be change agents for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are so like the disciples, and we don't want you to leave. Don't leave. But you said, I must send the Holy Spirit. So we are filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God, and use us in a mighty way like we've never been used before. We continue to pray for our president. We pray for our governors. We pray for our states. Give us wisdom. We pray for a cure. We pray that you would crush and kill this COVID disease. We pray for families that need healing. We pray, Father, for the church to minister like we've never ministered before. And we love you and we praise you. We walk with you with wisdom, guidance, and insight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, I love you so much. I pray that you will be sharing these. I pray you've enjoyed these times, but please share our TAM Talks. It's just honest conversation, little coaching tips that I'm bringing to you that I think are helpful for others. And I would love your I personally would love your feedback. And how has this been helpful? If you would just write there, give me some comments that we might be able to do some shout outs and let people know how this has been helpful for you. I'd love to hear from you. So if you would just write now in that comment section, go over there and just say maybe how this has been helpful for you. Rosie, oh, I love you. Totally love the changes of what God's doing. Amen, amen. Yvonne, thank you for being on here. Don't allow a spirit of fear. Amen. Hey, guys, I actually just posted, I want to say this, Yvonne, is actually a woman. It's amazing talk. I just put it on my feed. And she walks through a lot of facts. So we bounce back and forth from fear to faith, but I believe that we need to know the facts of COVID-19. So if you check out my page and then listen to that that recording, it's so good, a great post. And I think you guys would enjoy that. So please check that out. Love you so, so much. Thank you guys. I thank you for the kind words. Please be sharing this with everybody. And then again, that last little shout out right now, if you didn't hear us at the beginning, Angela Murphy won the book, The Park. We'll be mailing this out to you, Angela. Hope you enjoy this. If you've not read The Park, please check it out on Amazon. And the trilogy, the whole trilogy, which is a beautiful romance novel with the Holy Spirit. Thanks for all the love and the hearts. It's a great read. I believe this summer, when we get to go back to the beaches and read again, that you might enjoy this. And we've got a lot of fun things coming over the next few weeks to share with you. So many of you are saying so many things. I don't have time to read them all, but thank you guys. Hello, Bobby Joe. I love you, Bobby Joe. I love you, Naomi. Good to see you. So many of you guys getting on. Please share this. Love you. Hey, embrace change. Embrace change and let Holy Spirit take you to a new platform. Do not fear it, but receive it. Holy Spirit's doing a work in our day we would not believe if told. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Have a wonderful day. Embrace change. God bless. Bye-bye.